Turn your Bibles once again to John chapter 1. John chapter 1, we're continuing our study on the work of the Holy Spirit in regeneration. We have covered the necessity of the new birth. When you understand the systemic human depravity of man and the condition that he is in, dead, deaf, blind, crippled, unable, unholy, immoral. When you understand what we are by nature, in captivity to Satan, in bondage to sin, in darkness, if you understand that, you realize that there is no way you can save yourself. There's no way that you can give yourself the new birth. Because all you are is flesh. Your old nature is not worth a nickel. It is ungodly. It will never produce one spiritual affection. And that's all. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. That old fleshly nature, it profits nothing. So that's why the new birth is necessary. God literally has to give you spiritual life. He has to create in you something that did not exist prior. A spiritual new nature that corresponds with God's holy nature, that is able to then respond to the truth of the Word of God, to the message of the Gospel, to the need of repentance. So the new birth comes from outside of you. It comes from God. Now, last week we looked at the nature of the new birth and the change that is brought about. And again, it's likened unto a resurrection, a renewal, a translation, a new heart, the writing of the law in one's heart, being a new creature in Christ, the giving of spiritual light, creation. All of those things illustrate what the new birth is all about. And I can guarantee you this. If you've been born of God, if the Spirit of God has literally brought spiritual life to you, you will know it. There's no way that somebody is born again and not know it. It's ridiculous. There's no time frame where somebody says, well, they're born again, but they don't know it. They haven't believed yet. They haven't repented yet. That's nonsense. As soon as you are born again by the Spirit of God, immediately He gives you the gifts of repentance and faith, which are spiritual gifts, and that the Word of God becomes real and you understand that you need Christ and you trust Him. The power of the Gospel is immediately, you become immediately aware. Now, tonight we're going to consider the agent in regeneration. Look at John chapter 1 and verse 13. Now here's some negatives. Which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The agent of regeneration is God. Specifically, God the Holy Spirit. But again, I think it's so important that we understand the negatives of this verse. You are not born again by your genealogy, your hereditary line. You're not born again by your will. It's not produced out of your fleshly nature. No, it is entirely of God. The new birth comes entirely from God. Jesus taught this very thing in John chapter 3 when He explained to Nicodemus that except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God because he's blind. He has no spiritual perception or understanding. He cannot see it. He can't see what he needs. He can't see the remedy. He can't see the requirement. None of that. He's blind. He's in captivity. And then he said, and you cannot enter in to the kingdom of God. Meaning, you have no ability to bring about the new birth on your own. Or to be saved in any sense of the word. If you can't do it. He says in verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. Your old sinful nature, the only thing it'll ever produce is sin. Carnality. Ungodliness. That which is flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. You know, there's an element of mystery in the wind. You can't see it, but you can see what it does. The Holy Spirit, you cannot see Him. He is a spiritual being, a spiritual person. But I guarantee you, when you're born of the Spirit, you understand what it means to be spiritually connected to God. When He gives you life, this spiritual life, regeneration, is not produced by baptism. Now, why would I even bring that up? Well, the Roman Catholic Church believes in baptismal regeneration. That's why they baptize babies. Ultimately, anybody that baptizes babies actually, for some reason or another, thinks that that has some power to bring life to that little 7-day-old baby. That baby don't know nothing. He has no idea what's going on. There's no regeneration taking place. So baptism, whether it's by sprinkling or by immersion, there are no magical qualities in water. Water is not spiritual. It doesn't have life-giving power in the spiritual realm. So baptism doesn't do it. We know the human will does not do it, and certainly not any work of man. But rather, the new birth is a direct work of God upon the soul. Like the wind, powerful, uncontrollable, and invisible, this work is in no way brought about, controlled, or even understood by man. It's a mystery to me. I can tell you the very day, I've got it written in my Bible, the day that I was given spiritual life. But I don't understand it. I mean, the day before, I had no desire to come to Jesus Christ. I felt guilt. I was tore up over my sins. But I had no plan of being saved. It was something uncontrollable when the Spirit of God gave me life and then drew me to a saving knowledge of the gospel and understanding that Christ died for me, was buried for me, rose again for me. Now this work is attributed to the Holy Spirit. It is an instantaneous and complete act of God upon the soul, never to be repeated. You're only born again once. It's a one-time creation. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now, there's no question in my mind that God uses means in bringing all this about. He uses providence. He uses soul winners. People who talk to you about the Lord and preach the gospel to you and warn you. He uses all of that. Your family. But it's God who brings you to spiritual life. God and God alone. Regeneration is not a cooperative effort. It's not God doing something and you adding to it. It's all of God. Just like Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created, so it is in the new birth. It is all a work of God. God the Holy Spirit. Now, there is some measure, I guess, of controversy about the place of the Word of God. I believe this. I believe that we are responsible to preach the gospel to every creature. But I don't believe the gospel message in and of itself has the power to regenerate anyone. Only the Spirit of God can do that. Now, I think it's best illustrated if you turn over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. I think one of the reasons why the Word of God is so closely linked to the new birth is because immediately upon receiving that spiritual life and spiritual nature, immediately you respond to the gospel message. But there has to be life before there can be spiritual activity. A dead man can't believe. A dead man can't turn. So he has to have the new birth. And that's why I believe that the Word of God is so closely linked to the new birth. I kind of draw a fine line like this. I look at regeneration as completely the work of the Holy Spirit. And as soon as that happens, the work of conversion takes place. Where that newly born again person immediately responds to the gospel in repentance and saving faith. And I think it's illustrated here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. It says, "For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost." Now, we go preach the gospel, but only the Spirit of God can make that message effectual. And the way He makes it effectual is He performs a spiritual creation. He creates a new man, created after the image of God in righteousness and true holiness. And immediately, it's like you shoot a gun, the bullet produces a hole every time. Alright? Same with regeneration. It produces the gifts, the Spirit, that person immediately upon being born again, born from above, born of the Spirit, they immediately recognize their need of Jesus Christ. And they trust Him. Faith cometh by hearing. Listen, if you're dead, you can't hear nothing. If you're dead, you can't see nothing. If you're dead, you can't go anywhere. So there must be spiritual life in order for someone to see who God is, what He requires, and the remedy for their sin. They must have spiritual life so that they can have spiritual perception and understanding of Christ's work in the gospel. And that's why I think it's so closely related. Let me put it another way. If you're born again, the gospel of the grace of God is immediately present and active in your life. Immediately. Because if you're born of God, you believe the gospel that very moment. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. But note, the fruit of the Spirit, one of the aspects of the fruit of the Spirit is faith. So the Spirit is the one who not only gives you new life, but gives you the ability to appropriate the truth of the gospel in saving faith. Now, that's why I say regeneration is a direct work of God. But wherever that occurs, the gospel is present. And if you can understand this, it'll save you from two errors. One, free willism. And the other, hard shellism. If you understand that the Holy Spirit alone can create and give spiritual life, then you understand that if you're dead, you can't believe nothing until you are born of God. And immediately, in conjunction with the gospel, you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. So in regeneration, God gives new life, and He opens up the power of the gospel to that person who is newly born of God. Now, those who teach that regeneration can occur apart from the gospel, because I do believe, as I said, anytime anybody's born again, I guarantee you the gospel is right there to follow up. But there are hard shells who say that you can be born again in 1981 and not realize it until 1986. And that's ridiculous. That every aspect of the metaphor of the new birth is completely lost in nonsense like that. When you're born of God, you know it. When you're born of God, born of the Spirit, you immediately exercise the grace and the gift of saving faith. Immediately. There's no time span. So we view regeneration as a sovereign and direct work of God. And I believe that it's like God giving that person life, and they immediately understand they come to an understanding of the power of the gospel. Now, that's it for tonight. We're going to look at next week the fruit of regeneration.